This is happening all over the country, and this maybe happens all the time around here, but we just hear about it today on KFGO News that NDSU is having to get rid of some unwanted guests from student housing. It was on TV last night. Comments have been made. They're dealing with bed bugs, roaches at certain apartments at NDSU. And so Tim Johnson from Johnson Pest Control is with us, a gentleman who is well-respected in the trade and, as a matter of fact, joins us here now on KFGO. Tim, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Very good. Are you in the field doing some pest control today? I know it wouldn't be mice or anything like that today.
Oh, no, it's all types of different insects and rodents. They don't know any weather.
So, yes,
they're out.
You know, the first time I think I'd heard of bed bugs in Fargo, being a naive guy and not in your field, was when a friend of mine brought some back from Mexico accidentally and had to have their home taken care of. Can you explain what happens, the process, from the time you get that first call from somebody that thinks they have bed bugs? What do you do?
Well, usually the first thing is to do an inspection, you know, and just question them and find out. It's usually scratching or biting related when someone's, you know, reporting bed bugs. So we try to evaluate it and find out actually if that's an actual problem or what is actually going on.
So when you go in, what do you look for?
Well, you've got to go. Usually, you go right to the mattress and the bedding, and it helps a lot when the mattresses are light colored, white colored, and because the bed bugs are most often are going to be around the ribs in the bedding, and when they leave their fecal material, there's going to be a black discharge from them that looks just like putting a black spot from a ink pen, and that is the used up blood that the bed bug has gotten from the individual.
So they are usually on the bedding or on the mattress. How about in the headboards or in cabinetry in near proximity to the bed?
Headboards are always very highly susceptible to the insect hiding it, and frames, any type of dresser drawers, anything that's closed. And the bed bugs, actually, the more activity with the bed bugs, then the farther they're going to be hidden in the baseboards. Bed bugs do not care what they hide in whatsoever. So they're our worst insect to try to control.
And so you determine that there are bed bugs. What do you tell the occupant of the home at that point? What do they do?
Well, there's quite a few things that they have to do to get ready, and first of all, we'll give them their choice of whether they want to do a heat treatment, which we can actually totally get the bed bugs under control in a 24-hour period, or to do a residual treatment, which can take up to 4 to 6 months, depending on how bad the bed bugs are.
Mm-hmm. And what is the heat treatment, Tim?
Well, we have heaters available, and in homes, depending upon what size they are, or apartments or hotels, we have heaters that we install, and we actually bring the temperature up to 130 to 135 degrees, and that's not just air temperature. That we need to bring everything up to that. Bed bugs cannot tolerate heat. It's the only actual thing that will completely kill them.
And
slow them.
Oh. Okay, and so that means they have to remove other things as well. Would they have to remove the clothing from the house, for instance?
Well, if they're doing a heat treatment, we don't make them remove the clothing, but if you're doing a residual insecticide treatment, they have to remove their clothing, they have to take it and wash it and dry it. And at that point, if they have a lot of clothes or whatever, we recommend them once they're dried, you know, to put a lot in a garage or even a storage unit so that they have a lot less clutter when you're doing a residual treatment.
We only have, like, seconds left, Tim. Are bed bugs prevalent around here?
absolutely. They're prevalent all over.
Oh, it's no, please make that stop.
Yes, bed bugs live inside.
No.
They don't live outside. So, and they're transported, they're carried from place to place.
So we're going to Mexico, for example, but you know, we're going to a really nice place where we've never seen this is a new hotel.
I know,
with nice new beds.
These things happen to the finest hotels in the world.
Oh. All right. Just the finest hotels. It doesn't make any difference where you're at. It can happen to anybody.
Tim, what's the phone number at Johnson Pest Control? Now that we've made people itch and stuff, you should see Sandy.
It is 701-282-8490.
No, Tim, really? She's lost all color in her face. Once you mentioned the bed bug fecal matter, I thought she was going to fall out of her chair. Thank you very much. A pleasure to know you. Appreciate your work out there.